Friends, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marty Morasi, Luli Nishmas Maris Esther Basrik Shmuel, Marschana Basrik Zagona, Maris Altachana Basrik Meir Zev, Alexander Zusha Ben Rabbi Yosef, Rav Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, the Gemara in Psachim asks in the second perek that Vare Gid Hanoshe, shouldn't Gid Hanoshe, since it's an Isra Achila, shouldn't also be Asr Bahana. So Zahava Mina, the Gid Hanoshe should be Asr Bahana. Later on, the Gemara asks, Dam is Asr Bahachila, Zahava Mina should be Asr Bahana, so to every Menachai. So according to Rabbi Abo, all of who Asr Bahana, whatever is Asr Bahachila, that it should all be all these things, every Menachai Dam, and Gid Hanoshe should be Asr Bahana. Kashi is, how is it Shaykh to have such a Havamina that they should all be Asr Bahana? If that's true, then Ein Adam Yachal HaKdish Behema LeKarbon. Then a person shouldn't be able to be Makdish a Behema as a Karbon. Why not? Because the Gid Hanash is Asr Bahana. Or the Dam is Asr Bahana. The Evarim are Asr Bahana B'chaya. The man the Amran Chulin Kuf Beis Amid Beis that Behema B'chaya Le'Evarim Omedis. So it should already be usher now when the animal is still alive. Because it's usher bahana. And if it's usher bahana, then how you makdish it a karban? And also according to the man the Omar that we mentioned in Chulin, that behema b'chaya eivar momedis, and therefore each eiver is called an eiver b'fnei atzmo, and there's an issue of eiver menachai. If you hold the eiver behema b'chaya lav eivar momedis, it's only after the Shechita it's considered Eivar. It's considered Eivar Menachai. But so it's not considered an Eivar when it's alive until the Eivar is separated. But according to the Man D'Yomra, Eivar Behema B'chaya Le'Eivar Momedes, already when it's alive it's already considered Eivar Menachai. So the Shaila is, if we have these Asurim of Dam and Eivar Menachai and Gid Hanoshe V'Chayim, so how are you allowed to be makdish this animal? If it's Asur Bahana, how can you makdish the animal that's Asur Bahana? So from the fact that you can be makdish an animal, that the makdish an animal b'chlal, it must be that the Dam and Eivarim and Eivar Menachai and Gid Hanoshe are not Asur Bahana. So what's b'chal the kashim Rabbi Abo? So bishleima gid hanoshe, so it's not so shver, because the Gemara knew that the hekdesh is not roi lochol ala gid hanoshe. Nevertheless, it's chal on the rest of the behema, and the chisaron hakadosh in the gid hanoshe is not me'akev the din hakrovas of behema. Ayein onig yomtiv b'simen ayin hey mashkasev b'zeh. However, midam it's definitely shver, because if there's no kedusha b'dam, then there's no behema that's kedosha, that's roilak rova. Can't be without dam. So if it's asur bahana, then of course you can't bring it as a carbon, you can't be makdish as a carbon. It's obviously not asur bahana. So what's b'chal the Gemara's question? And also according to the man d'amar be'e b'chal e'var momedis. So Nimsa Shalafi Asar Daikdok Shalah Gemara, it turns out that in all the Eivarim of the Behema, Kedusha can't be Chal, since they have an Isser Hana of Eivar Menachai, and the Bailim can't be Makdish, this Isser Hana. So asked Agon Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz in a Chavrusa with one of his Talmidim, Agon Reb David Freiman Shlita, and this is based on his recording of this Chavrusa. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said that there's a Kabbalah that the Or Sameach was saying a shir in Balabat to Balabatim on the Gemara, and he asked this Kasha on the Gemara in our Sugya. And Boisa's man, the Varsha Magon Rav Elia Baruch Kamai, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, Oyu of Beis Din, Rosh Yeshiva Smir. So Rav Elia Baruch answered on the Or Simeach's Kasha from Gila Nosh and Dam that the Kedush is Chal al Shara Behema, and then afterwards it's Chal even on the Chalakim that are Aser Bahanam Medinas Pashtas. Like we find, if you say the leg of this Ola is holy, so then it's Mispashet, the Kedush is Mispashetes to the whole animal. So that might work with the Gid Anush and the Dan, but that wouldn't work on the Evarim, parenthetically, because where does it start? Mechayim kol behema asura b'hanma. But at least in the Gid Anush and the Dan Shailas, it starts with the other parts of the animal that are mutar b'hanma, and then it spreads. Wherever the Or Sameach rejected this teretz, and he said that the hispashtus isn't any better than hekdesh mamish. The whole din hispashtus is only if he has koch lakdisha. And there we can say that even if he wasn't makdish it himself, nevertheless, if he was makdish one chelik of the animal, so it's mispashit, it spreads to the rest of the animal. But if he can't be makdish this chelik, then the kedusha is not going to be chaliv midin pashta. And if so, if we say that he can't be makdish gidanash and dam of a behema, so kedusha can't be chal ayde pashta. Pashta only works if originally it can be makdish. If originally can't be makdish, there's no pashta. We also find the svar in the Sefer HaSamech in Macholas Asuros in the 8th parak in the 14th halach at the end that he writes Linyan Chalais Hektish al Gida Noshe Lassov Mishu Aser Bahana, that there's not Shaykh in his Spashtus, and what the Bailam can't be Makdish, and it's like a Behema Shel Shutfin Shehiktish Echad Mehem Chelko. It says in the Gemara that the Kedusha is not Mispashit and Kedusha Zayin Amad Aleph, and the other chaytzi that's not his, also on Isser Hana, it can't be mispashet. So it's the only yontif at the end of Siman Ayin Hey, and Dibor Mas Levanira de Efsher, and the Gemara Linyan Gid Anoshe, Ayin Sham. So he's Miyashiv the Rambam there. Look there what he says. So, parenthetically, based on this Svara, that we said that if it can't chal originally, it can also be mispashet to that part. So we have a kasha in the Avnei Miluim in the Tshuvas and Siman Yadbeis that Isser Hekdesh is chol al hachelev shel habehema. How's the Isser Hekdesh chol al hachelev? I ain't Isser chol al Isser, it's already Isser al chelev. So how's the Isser Hekdesh chal? And the answer is because originally it's chol on the basar, and then it's chol on the chelev midin espashtes hakadusha ayin sham dvarv. However, based on what we said, we have a big kasha, because din pashta is not shayach, where he can't make the chalos by himself. So he can't make the, if he can't make the chalos on the chelev itself, because ein eser chol al eser, it's also not going to work with din pashtas. Not only that, another kasha is that the nidon there is not if hekdesh should be chal, but rather if the iser of Hekdesh should be Chal. And on that, Pashta isn't Shaykh. Pashta Shaykh on the Etzim Hekdesh, not on the Isser of Hekdesh. Like for Amad Bezeh. Bafike Yam Bechelik Aleph Besimin Lamed Aleros Hei, Vein Kana Mokom Laharich Bezeh. Akopanim, based on what we said, we still have to understand the Gemara, that what's Bechal Behaba Mina, that these Asurim of Dam and Evarim and Gidanoshe will be Aser Bahana according to Rabbi Abo, from the fact that he could be Makdish the carbon. It's Muchach that there's no Isser Hana. Because how can you be Makdish and Isser Hana? And the Tshuva Sonig Yontif and Simon Peites, he asks a similar kasha, then in the Gemara's kasha later, that chadash should be aser b'hana according to Rabbi Abahu. He says, how could it be? It's much from the pasuk that chadash is mutter b'hana. Because otherwise, how are you bringing from it minchas ha'omer? You're bringing minchas ha'omer from chadash. If it's an iser hana, you can't be makdish it. Can't be makdish in iser hana. So what's the b'chalal v'havimina that chadash is going to be aser b'hana? In the Tshuvas Onig Yontif, in Simon Peites, he asks on the Gemara in Menachos Nevavah and Aleph that Orlim Kilei Akerim Apsulam Mizbeach, because they're not called Mashki Yisrael. Mavur Hashem, they're not considered something that Jews are allowed to consume, or len kilei akerem, and therefore they're psulim lamizbeach. And they're considered lo ha'isa lahem shas kosher. They never were mashkil, they were never permitted for consumption. But the kasha is, why do you have to pasul them? Because they're not mimashki Yisrael. Typically, why doesn't the Gemara instead say that it's not shaykh to have hektish by them at all? Because they're a surei hana, and you can't be makdish a surei hana. Chasim Sofer discusses this in his Tshuvas. In Simen Kufpei, an Arachayim Ayin Sham. So the Yonig Yontif was metaritz to these kashas, based on the Amshel Shlomo writes that according to Mandeom, mitzvah lehonis nitnu, that mitzvahs weren't given for Hana, if a person assert his nechasim on himself, he can still give them to tztaka, because Hana's mitzvah is not considered Hana. So if so, same thing here, even though the behemoth or part of it are asur b'hana, nevertheless, he's not over an iser when he's makdish, because that makdish is, the hektish is Hana's mitzvah. Mitzvahs lav lehonis nitna. So that's the teretz of the Onig Yontif. So how are you makdish a behemoth, even though it's asur b'hana? What's the having of the Gemara? The answer is, there's a mitzvah lav lehonis nitna. And maybe it's not considered Hana that you're makdish the behemoth, because it's mitzvah lav lehonis nitna. However, it's very difficult to understand this teretz of the Onig Yontif, because there, by the man the amr mitzvah slavon is nitnu imasin nechasav alaf yochel litna mitztaka, there the nechasim are his, and in his bailus he just asserted hana on himself, and if nesinas hatztaka is not considered hana, he can give them to tztaka. In other words, they're in his rishus, they're in his bailus, he just can't get hana from them itself. And tztaka is not considered hana because mitzvah lehana nitnu, he give them for tztaka, it's not considered a shimush sheyesh bo hana. But over here the mammon has to be Birushusu b'baylus hamakriv k'deish yuchol lahakdisha. It has to be in his possession. And if there is surah hanana, is there he asered the nechasim on himself, but they're still in his baylus, they're still in his rishus. So memela he could give them to tztaka from mitzvah lehanas nitna. But if we're talking about a surah hana have to be in his bailus, in his rishus, in order to be makdish. And if there is suri hana, it's not considered shelo, or at least it's not birshuso. So ein biyado lakdisho klal. When it's his own nechasim, and he asur hana, he just can't be nana from them, but he still owns it, so he can give it to tztaka. But here, by his suri hana, by dam, and by giranasha, and ivarim, so if there would be asur b'hana, it wouldn't be his at all. Or at least it wouldn't be in his possession. So therefore, ein biyado lahakdisha. So what does it matter? What's the nafkamina? It's the honest list, the lav honest nitno. It's not his in the first place if it's in Isser Hana. So the b'miyashiv, these kashas, Reb Chaim says that we have to look in the Menchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tov Samach Dalet, Os Men Beis, that he brings the Tosis in Chulin, and the Kuf Mem Amad Aleph, that hekdesh is shayich bebehemas irani dachas. And the Achronim say, how can Tosfos say that hekdesh is shayich bebehemas irani dachas? It's aser b'hano. How are you makes with aser b'hano? So the Chasim Sofer discusses it in the aforementioned tshuva. So Menachas Chinuch answers that even after it was aser b'hano, it can be makdesh at kedushas hamizbeach. And he explains the reason based on the Ktzos and Kuf Yud Zayin Tziv Katan Beis B'Shem Arivosh, that he could be makdish kedushas haguf even if it's a dover she'eno birshusa, just kedushas damim e'efshel lahakdish. And the Menachas Chinuch writes that according to that we can say that it's suri hana also ladas esovim she'em memonu shel adam b'rak einam birshusa, as the Ktzos discusses in Tavvav Tziv Katan Beis. You could be makdish kedushas haguf lamizbeach, so as long as you say that Isuri Hana is still the person's mammon, they're just not considered in his possession. You could be makdish kedushas haguf, just not kedushas damim. The Geder Advarim would appear to be that kedushas damim is like a hakna and a din mammon, And therefore we can't be makne HaKadusha's dam to the Beis HaMikdash unless this object is relevant to Darkei HaKinyanim. But Kedusha's HaGuf is not HaKnas Mamre at all. It's a Chalos Kedusha Al HaChefetz. And therefore it could be makdash even Dover She'eno Bershusa. So if it's Kedusha's damim, how could it be makdash She'eno Bershusa? But Darkei HaKinyanim, you can't be makdash Dover She'eno Bershusa. But Kedusha's HaGuf, it's not HaKnas Mamre, it's Chalos Kedusha. And therefore you could be makdish, even if it's a davar, she'eno b'shusa. So according to the Minchas Chinuch, we can understand everything we brought. From our sugya, from the sugya Menachas, we'd be makdish a behema, or karban omer, or orla, or kilei akerim, even though they have an iser hana, because all these sugyas are talking about kedushas haguf l'mizbech. And kedushas haguf is chal even on a suri hana, since it is considered mamon bailim, even though it's not b'shuso, but it's considered mamon bailim, and therefore he can be makdish. So that would be a possible teretz. Of course, there is a lot more to say on this huge sugya, and I hope to revisit it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.